Avenue in Fairfield, Alabama, right close to downtown Birmingham, the largest commercial art gallery in the state. Been open for 7 months now, and we're trying to bring world-class artwork to the Birmingham area.
Awesome, and that already answers a couple of my questions.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. That's okay, dude. Let's rewind the tape a little bit. You went to school at UAB, didn't you?
I got my master's at UAB in art history. I've been pretty much everywhere. Undergraduate, I went to Ringling in Sarasota, Florida. UAB a little bit undergraduate, Jeff State back when it was called Jeff State, a little bit undergraduate locally, and actually got my undergraduate degree in painting at the University of Arts in Philadelphia.
Oh, nice.
Which is, University of Arts was they tended to hire they had a great humanities department. They tended to hire professors for notoriety over teaching skills. Steve Berg, who was the founding editor of American Poetry Review, I believe, one of the big ones, was a horrible teacher, a fascinating character. And Camille Paglia, who I've got a lot of my personal philosophy from, taught there, and she's getting some more prominence again. Her ideas are becoming a little more timely once again.
So if you always, well, of course, except for when you left the state to go to school, but have you always lived in Alabama, the Birmingham area?
Unfortunately, yeah, as old as I am, yeah, the most, it seems like a lot longer than I would imagine, but we lived in New Orleans for a long time, but for the majority, I've been in Alabama, have lamented, the art scene not being as energetic as it could be compared to other cities this size. Hopefully we're going to start getting that taken care of. I know we got a lot of smart people, a lot of talent. One of the things that we have been lacking is venues, and even when people open galleries, they tend to shut pretty fast, and that's not just here, that's everywhere. And the main reason, for me, just looking and figuring out why galleries don't last is it's a crazy business model. You don't get into it for the money, you get into it for the passion. Mm-hmm. But the number one reason that they shut down is just these people get into situations where they're paying, these enormous rents and just, they basically have to, to maintain that, which is very difficult. What I've done here, which is why I'm not going to have that problem, and basically it's just going to be able to carry on forever. It's one day I bought the building, and it was a bankruptcy, so it was pretty cheap, and it looks like a gallery. So I'm not going to have that burden that shuts most galleries down. So I'm planning on being here forever.
Well, yeah, you own the building, so
yeah. I mean, we have been selling some art, and and this is high end stuff. Getting people to Fairfield is going to be a bit of a challenge. Hasn't been too much. We've had some pretty good openings, but it's still a lot of people aren't familiar with this area, don't realize how close it is, don't realize how kind of cool it is. But this is kind of the beginning. I guess artists move in at the beginning of, I know we're not supposed to use the word gentrification, but
yeah,
it's become a bad word. But yeah, this is the beginning of the revitalization.
Yeah.
That's the politically correct term.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly not coming in with money, but artists tend to be the first to move in and mm-hmm. start fixing up buildings. Basically, because the same situation that I'm in, they get them cheap. It's a price thing. I never would have been able to get a 10,000 square foot building, under different circumstances. I looked all over town several years looking for the perfect location and then found this and just saw it immediately that it looked like an art gallery, mm-hmm. which other buildings just weren't big enough, they just weren't, just didn't have the aesthetic that I was looking for.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of potential down here and things are happening, not as fast as I would like them to, but I guess it never does, but they're happening faster than more people would have imagined.
Yeah.
Turning the area around. in some more businesses. I'm very much involved with the local business community, and I do see pretty much regularly there, you know, somebody new's opening up. You know, we've got a lot of empty buildings just from past circumstances, and fortunately all that's over, and things are turning around, so the opportunities here in areas of the city that there may not be this kind of opportunity with the combination of the aesthetics of the architecture, a friendly government, business-friendly government, local government, mm-hmm. And just the space, the available space. So
yeah.
So hopefully we'll start getting some people down here, and I'm sure it's going to happen. I mean, the gallery certainly helps.
Oh, yeah. And especially a gallery as big as this, you know. It is definitely not a hole in the, you know, hole in the ground somewhere.
Yeah, we've been able to bring in some pretty high, almost everybody we've had. You know, we do have some emerging artists, but we also have, you know, almost everybody in this show is been in museums around, you know, museum collections, and you know, it's pretty first rate stuff.
Yeah,
and that's basically what I wanted to do is to you know, it can't be too expensive for me. It can't be too high quality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for my taste, you know, just the opposite. You know, I want to stay away from things that are too, you know, maybe an easier sell, but that's not what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do low end stuff. I only want to do high end stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.